Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Steve, eight more days until the November 3rd election. We hope that you guys have already gone out to early vote. If you haven't, please go to vote.org to find your voting locations and to find out when you can vote early, how much longer you have. We want to get this done, okay? We want to get this done. Eight more days, Steve. Wow.
Absolutely. You know, and y'all, we really do have to get to these polls. Go early. Make sure you got your business in order. This is an important election. You know, we on this show, all of us, Shirley, Carla, Keir, Jay, Tommy, we've all voted. We've all spent every single closing remark since the summertime has been dedicated to one thing, to getting our listeners out to the polls to vote. This is so important. We've tried every technique. We've asked you to vote. We've given you voter information, websites. I locked up with D.L. Hughley and Ricky Smiley about this. We're on a united front because we have got to get this country in a better place for us. It has been saddening to me to see the number of black people who come out and actually think and actually have said out loud. This one group was sitting in the White House and told Donald Trump, "You're actually our first black president." He sat there just smiling and nodding with that grin on his face. It has been alarming to me when I see commercials, when I see black people on it saying, "Because he cares about people like me." I don't see any of it. But I found something that I wanted to share with you all in this closing remarks. This is a man named Kevin Muriel. He is a pastor. And I think he was speaking, or it's his church, I'm not really sure, but it was at the Cascade United Methodist Church in Atlanta. He did something and said something in front of a congregation that really moved me, and I wanted to share it with you. These are my closing remarks today. This is Kevin Muriel from the Cascade United Methodist Church.
You praise this president for being pro-black. Before you praise this president for caring about ethnic communities and marginalized populations, do your homework. Well, some of y'all didn't do your homework. They didn't do their homework. So let me tell you just a little bit of research, not just him personally, but also some of his policies. Perhaps before they went and sat at this table, they should have done their homework. Because if they had done their homework, they would have known that President Trump has ramped up mass incarceration by instructing Attorney General Jeff Sessions to revitalize the war on drugs. They would have known that of the 87 picks for federal judges, 85 have been white and just one has been black and one has been Hispanic. They would have known that President Trump supported the Department of Justice engaging in unlawful voter purges, making it difficult for blacks to go and vote. They would have known that Trump is ending protection for predatory lenders, which disproportionately harm black people. They would have known that he is ignoring the affordable housing crisis by ordering HUD to triple the rents of poor tenants in public housing, which mostly affect black people. Do your homework. They would have known that he is proposing cutting $200 billion over the next 10 years from supplemental nutrition assistance programs that will bring more hunger in black and brown communities. They would have known that Trump is worsening the health of black communities through environmental deregulation, which disproportionately harms black people through exposure to pollution. Now, that's just a few on the policy side, but you don't have to go too far to ask what about him personally would make me know that he is not pro-black. I'm glad you asked, because in 1970, Trump's real estate company tried to avoid renting apartments to black tenants and gave preferential treatment to white tenants. He began his 2016 presidential campaign with a speech disparaging Mexican immigrants as criminals and rapists. Y'all remember that? In 2016, he said of people of color, you are living in poverty, your schools are no good, you have no jobs.
I just wanted somebody else's take on it. Look, listen. You can find something good that you want to say about President Trump, and I'm not in an argument with you about it. I'm just talking to you about what's wrong, and what's wrong is so obvious and so blatant, and so divisive. Such divisive measures have been taken to divide this country. You can't say there's good people on both sides. You can't say that. It's not. You can't be in a hate group, a white supremacist group, and be a good person. No more than you if you're in a black militia operation that goes around killing white people. You can't say those are good people, because it's just not, man. I'm sorry. So what are we going to do? We have an opportunity here to do something. We have an opportunity to vote for senators. Mike Epsi in Mississippi.
Yes.
Warnick, what's his name in Georgia?
Raphael Warnock.
You have a chance to vote for Jamie Harrison in South Carolina. It's so many things we can do to vote and, man, make a difference. Go to the polls, y'all. Take somebody to the polls. Encourage all your friends and relatives to go vote. And let's do something about this, man. I know you have had enough. I have. He got to go. He don't think Black Lives Matter. You're going to find out that they really do, because we're going to vote. I bet they're going to matter after this.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.